You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and why it matters. Sad news on the young man that came back from North Korea to his parents, no longer with us. The president reacts. We'll share that with you. Plus, a very disturbing story of some things that Satanists were up to in the area. Don't go away.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He just passed away a little while ago. That's a brutal regime. And we'll be able to handle it.
That was President Trump yesterday, shortly after the announcement came that Otto Warmbier had passed away. We had just gone off the air in this iteration of the Kevin McCullough Radio when it took place. And we were I was pretty and still am some degree outraged that, you know, this occurred to this family. Now, look, we can have a long conversation about the philosophy of all the things that Otto did wrong and to end up in the place where he did. The question becomes, and I've had this question come back to my head a few times in the last 24 hours, was it worth him having to lose his life? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We're glad you're with us online at TheBingeThinker.com. My phone number is 888-340-3373. Another story I want to get to before we're done. Did you hear about these churches all throughout the New York tri-state area that were vandalized over the weekend? They had pentagrams and Hail Satan and stuff written on them. Curious if you belong to a church that has had that happen, how you respond to what you do there. Do you just say, well, I forgive the people that did that, and go get a rag and try to wash it off? Do you hope the rain takes it off? Do you try to reach out and find the people that did it? Do you believe that someone that would write something like that could actually physically, spiritually, supernaturally harm your body of worship? Would it change your desire to go there and be part of that community? It's kind of interesting when you talk to people about, maybe we can have some of this conversation on the record, but the range of responses that people have to seeing such a thing happen at their own place of worship. That happened. Let's see. What else do we have for today? Breaking news as it happens, of course. There's this other editorial that Pastor Dave Watson of Calvary Chapel sent my way this morning from the New York Times. Disturbing, disturbing story of a pastor in Brooklyn. Forefront is the name of a church there, in which this pastor is profiled, and the church that he tends to, I guess is how you would describe it, has responded to a very sticky scenario in their body. The pastor's father has sought to become a woman. And the pastor had been raised by this man who was also a pastor, and who had basically kind of been the alpha male in the young man's life. And I'm reading through this depressing, hideous wreck of a story that the New York Times had. I've got it posted on the social media. If you want to go to Facebook or Twitter, you can read it. But it's just a pathetic disaster of searching for everything except what is true. And it's in that regard, I think a real not a good service to the readers of the New York Times at all. But we'll get into all of this. But I want to go back to the top story. President Trump was quizzed about Warmbier, and he did have a couple of statements. I'll play them for you. He said, "Well, at least we got him to his family.
A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition. But he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it."
That was yesterday afternoon. But the president was even more outraged.
"It's a total disgrace what happened to Otto. That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day. The result would have been a lot different. But what happened to Otto is a disgrace. And I spoke with his family. His family is incredible, what they've gone through. But he should have been brought home a long time ago. Thank you all very much."
He was actually held in captivity, I think, for 17 months, something like that. And now the North Koreans say that the majority of that he was in his state of, you know, coma caused by, you know, some disease, you know, infection that he got there. And then he took a sleeping pill and the combination of the two. Doctors here believe that his brain suffered significant trauma from being deprived blood flow. And that that's what caused the coma and the brain damage to the degree that he had. Sean Spicer was asked about what kind of policy response should be given to the North Koreans as a result of this young college student's death. He responded,
"When you look at how he was handled, it's something that we will continue to apply economic and political pressure and try to continue to work with our allies. We've had, I think, positive movement on China over the past 5 months of this administration. And we'll continue to work with them and others to put the appropriate pressure on North Korea to change this behavior."
And you know, that doesn't sound like very comforting words if I was Otto Warmbier's parents today. I will admit that. But just, I don't know. This is where I think American idea of justice, and particularly those of us that would consider ourselves people that want to be demonstrations of mercy and of grace to people. You know what his crime was? Otto's crime was that he had stolen a poster off of a staff-only floor in the hotel where he was staying in North Korea. That was what he was sentenced to prison for, stealing a poster. Can you find a court in the United States where if you stole a poster, somebody would send you to jail? I think at the most, somebody would say, give the poster back or pay for it. It's just, this kid lost his life, supposedly because he stole a poster. 888-340-3373. It's interesting because there are times, even amongst the Christian community, where I have heard in recent days and months, people that you know, kind of dog America. Like, oh, well, you know, we have this high view of how we view people and what we think about ourselves here. Isn't that kind of for a reason? Do we kill people because they steal posters from staff-only floors on a hotel? I know that the last election was problematic for people. There were cynical people that felt like they couldn't get involved and endorse a candidate or whatever. But when you consider that one of the candidates kind of idealizes the philosophy that drives the North Korean government, and one stands in complete opposition to that philosophy, doesn't that kind of make a difference when you understand that the outcome of such a philosophy is that a college student away from his parents in a foreign country, ends up dead because he steals a poster? See, if Otto Warmbier had gone into North Korea and had shot people up and had committed a terrorist attack and he lost his life, you wouldn't have any gripe from me about it. I would say, well, actions always have outcomes. But a poster? And the fact that the previous administration didn't seem to have any criticism of the North Korean regime for holding on to him, and it wasn't until this president came in and said, he's coming home, you let him go, and you let him go now, and then he got here. I mean, just barely before he lost his life were his parents, and his parents have been golden through this. They have had the best attitude. I've been so impressed with the way they have chosen to look forward and not behind. But isn't that just, I don't know. Talk about social justice. Oh, wait, it doesn't fit the narrative. We can't talk about it in that regard. Kevin McCullough coming back.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough back again with Brian Sheely, and there's lots of news on interest rates because they're supposed to be raised, but you have the lowest rates in a long time. Brian Sheely, what does it all mean?
Yeah, Kevin, right now it's a really crazy time because currently they are the lowest interest rates we've had this year. And with home values surging right now and rates still near historic lows, the homeowner has more leverage, more power than they've had all year at this moment. So now's the time for anyone out there, if you have a home equity line or you have debts you want to consolidate or maybe just want to get a lower interest rate, you have that leverage now. You are less of a risk because of increased home values. And with the market where it is, now's the time to get yourself locked in.
Well, it's one of those things where even if you watch the news carefully, because I had heard the story about the Fed likely raising the rates, but I did not know that the interest rates had actually gone down this morning. So it's one of those things, friend, where you always want to be up to speed. And Mike and Brian will help go through those things in your mortgage that you need to know about. In fact, if you haven't had a checkup in a long time, just call them and say, do I qualify for any of the programs? Because they will be able to let you know the very absolute latest. Here's the number to connect. It's 800-300-8919. That's 1-800-300-8919. This is Mike and Brian. This is the Intercontinental Capital Group. They're the people I've been telling you about forever and a day. They've helped so many of our listeners. 800-300-8919. You want to call them. And Brian, really, it never hurts to make sure that you're doing the maintenance on your mortgage that you need to.
Absolutely not. I mean, I ask anyone out there, if you had an opportunity to help you, yourself, your family, you would take that opportunity. And here it only takes a phone call, 5-10 minutes, just to see if you can get your family into better financial situation.
Who couldn't use a few hundred more dollars in their pocket every single month? Friend, don't waste this opportunity. Call now. 1-800-300-8919. 1-800-300-8919. Call them right now. 1-800-300-8919.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Region 6, North America, presents the 2017 Holy Ghost Convocation, tagged Divine Surprises. The date is Tuesday, June 20th, 2017 at 5 p.m. The venue is the Carneseca Arena of St. John's University, 800 Utopia Parkway, Queens, New York. The General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, will be ministering along with other anointed ministers of God, as well as the host of the event, Pastor Daniel Ajayi Adeniran, the regional pastor of RCCGNA Region 6. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, June 20th at 5 p.m. The event is free, but registration is required. Please go to www.rccgnaregion6.org to register.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Did you see that story over the weekend? There was no, my mic, not the music. I need more of my mic. Thank you. We run a professional radio studio here. So here's the thing. This weekend, I don't know if you saw this story, but there were a handful of churches, maybe as many as six, that were vandalized across the New York tri-state area. And then there was one other that had, it didn't seem to be connected, but it had some, I don't know, some odd things that happened to it as well. This is how Ali Bauman of CBS2 reported the entire incident.
These church doors, the target of vandals. This demonic symbol was found spray painted at the Zion Gospel Church in Copeg Saturday morning. Suffolk County police believe the same culprit or culprits is responsible for at least two other similar acts of vandalism at churches in Amityville within the past 48 hours. This spree comes days after parishioners in East Meadow found different graffiti with a similar message at the New Covenant Church. The side doors spray painted with devil-worshipping symbols and witchcraft hexes, and the front doors smashed.
If somebody came and painted your house up with satanic symbols, I think you'd be disturbed too, because you don't know who they are. And you don't know if they would come back.
Nassau County Police have increased patrols there since, as parishioners are praying for whoever is behind such acts of hate.
Whoever it is, we're praying that that God would just reach out to them and touch them.
The Suffolk and Nassau County Police are still investigating if the same suspect is behind all of those hate crimes and are asking anyone with information to come forward. We're live in Copeg, Ali Bauman, CBS 2 News.
All right, so that's Ali Bauman of CBS 2. Well, the New York Post had more on it today, and very specifically, the churches that were in the North Amityville, Suffolk County area, they had Hail Satan and pictures of pentagrams, the inverted ones so that it points down variety. There were several of them on several churches, and they were all within this short distance of one another. I'd see within a mile of each other. So it sounds like, if I was just to guess, I would say this is just kids listening to their, dad's AC/DC records and going out and just having some fun. That would be a cynical and also probably disrespectful way of viewing it. But I'm curious, what I kind of stumbled on in thought about for a lot of today while we were working on this story was, I wonder if you're the pastor of those churches, and we asked Bishop Walker of Amityville to come on with us, and he was checking on it, but he didn't get back to us. But I'm curious as to if this had happened in your place of worship, and your pastor, showed up on Sunday and he was supposed to do services, and you had this big pentagram and Hail Satan sprawled across the windows of your worship center. How would you respond to it? How would you handle it? What would you do in response? And I know that the ranges could be, varying. You could say, well, we're just going to ignore it and just go on with, what we're to be about on a Sunday morning. 888-340-3373 if you have a response to this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But what would be your inclination? Some of these churches, I guess, held actual exorcisms on the signs themselves. So they had their congregation out, or at least a portion of them, on the sign of the uh, of the church, and they were all putting their hands on the symbols, and then they were praying and they were casting demonic spirits out. At the root of this, is this a more problematic thing because the symbols are demonic, or because they are, or because someone was willing to commit this kind of crime? See, I don't think this is my impression, and I could be proven wrong on this. I'm willing to at least consider it. I don't think that the pentagram in and of itself has power. And I certainly don't think that the pentagram has power in a place where God's people and His Holy Spirit, in Christian understanding, reside in great numbers on a frequent basis. Now, if you've got a church where no one has the Holy Spirit, that's a different discussion. Now we've got a different problem. You'd question, do you even have a church? And that's the other story in the New York Times that I might get to if we have time today. But what would be your inclination in how you responded and what you would want to see your pastor or your leadership do? Because this affected a community. This affected four churches within a 1 mile radius. And then there was the church from just a couple of days previous that they don't believe are linked, but it's still within the area. Or it's very close by, and it was additional demonic imagery and phrases that were spray painted on the building. So that's what I'm curious about. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to line one. Carl is calling from the city. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Love your show. And I am calling in specifically to the, what a great question you've asked. What would I do, or parishioners of our church, if someone had vandalized it in this manner, specific with hate, devil worshiping markings? And, you know, I'm part of one of the biggest churches in New York City that's been there since 1850. And just the thought of someone doing that is, how would our church handle it? You know, one our faith would tell us, you know what, just in the name of Christ, we will never defeat us. But this makes such an impact on such a holy place for families. And what happens there on every Saturday, Sunday, and other things during the week that are beautiful. And I'm really kind of caught myself saying, how would I feel? Would I want to react and retaliate, or would I follow the church's path and saying, let's just, you know, clean this off and you know, better security?
Well, Carl, let me ask you this. Would you want your church to address it from the pulpit formally? Would you want your leadership to address it specifically? Would you want them to ignore it? Would you want them to instruct the congregation, if they run across the person that does it, how to handle the situation? I think because this is such a volatile situation, I would think you would want your leadership to weigh in on it and say, this is how we're going to approach the reconciliation of this at some point.
They need to step up, whoever that is, and tell the congregation, don't get vigilante, don't do this. We stay together as a house of God, and then they conduct it a proper from the top down, and what the response should be and would be. And again, working a support with the local, with the police department by all means, and wherever you need to go to with stuff like this. Like you said, it doesn't sound like a little 15-year-old after listening to AC/DC. It sounds a little more with full intent, and it's got to be recognized, you know. But I think the faith and the strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and us as a community, and when we come together, you know.
Gotcha. All right, Carl. Appreciate that perspective and the feedback. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
If you're around my age, one of these days you'll have to begin taking required minimum distributions from your IRA. Otherwise, the IRS is going to penalize you. If you're forced to take money out, what are you going to do with that money? How will you continue to grow it for yourself and your family? What kind of legacy will you create with it? I've been an investor most of my life, and I started Tradeway to share skill sets with brothers and sisters in Christ around the country. I want you to come check out our Step 1 Start Your Journey 2-day event and have a blast learning fun, realistic, and powerful information about investing tactics that have the potential to help you get the most out of what you've spent your lifetime earning.
Coming to the JW Marriott Essex House Midtown July 7th and 8th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government under certain circumstances to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Message and data rates may apply.
Southern New Hampshire University has been hailed as one of the most innovative universities, and its online tuition is among the nation's lowest. That makes it an easy choice if you live near New Hampshire. But imagine if this same leading education was available anywhere in the country or the world. It is, because Southern New Hampshire University is offering over 200 degree options online. You'll get the same degree as on-campus students, but you can do it completely online from wherever you want to be. Changing your future is just a text away. To get degree information and see how to apply online, simply text TALK to 554433. Expert faculty, the same leading education, the same global recognition, and the same degree as on-campus students. From your home, on your own schedule, at your pace. Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting TOP to 554433. That's T-O-P to 554433.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Whoever it is, we're praying that that God would just reach out to them and touch them.
That's one of the pastors of the story I was just talking about. We're chasing down some breaking news that has just come to my attention. Evidently, a suicide bomber walked into the Brussels train station and was neutralized, but there's some suspicion that his vest went off anyway. I don't see anything on FoxNews.com or the Drudge Report. We will continue to chase down this story as it's developing. Sky News is doing the majority of the reporting on it. They say the incident is under control, But lo and behold, here we have another. How many days in a row have we had suicide bombers try to, or people just, you know, desire to kill others in the name of Islam? Just one after another after another. So that's pretty disturbing. The local media in the Brussels area are now reporting that police neutralized the person wearing the explosive belt at the train station. But again, the details are, did the vest go off or not? The police, okay, the Dutch media is now confirming that the explosion of the vest did occur anyway, but that now everything is under control. I've seen no details on casualties or victims yet. So as we continue to get more on this story, I'll let you know as we go along with it, because I know that you want to know about what's happening as it happens and what it means and why it matters. So, but think about this. How many weeks in a row have we had a major headline? And, you know, this is what ISIS, if you go back to April of last year, in their real, like, charge to their followers, they wanted people to begin to gather the necessary items for individual attacks, and then to, at key point in time, just continue to unleash them in different areas. And, you know, Belgium, France, Germany, England, what is common in all of these countries? This is where that massive wave of refugee immigration took place that they didn't really have the ability to vet very well before the people got there. And so, you know, this is, again, Brussels was where they took down the French attackers days after the attack, but that's where they had planned their entire attack from. And the problem with Europe is you have, you know, these borderless borders that you really don't need anything to go to and from any of the countries. And when you combine that with very, very poor vetting and a mass number of people coming from, you know, another part of the world that you know, ISIS has already promised that they're going to infiltrate the groups of people that are going to be going to those places. This is what you have happen. And did you notice yesterday the American media largely focused exclusively on the Muslim hate crime in London, and did almost no coverage of the Muslim that was going to blow people up in France. You know, so the guy that hated Muslims, we got lots of that coverage. We didn't get much coverage at all of the guy on the Champs-Élysées. Anyway, that's the latest of what's happening. As I have more details, I will let you know. Federal police are confirming that the explosion of the vest did happen, but they are also saying everything is now under control. They neutralized the threat in the Brussels train station, and that is the latest that we know of right now. All right, so back to this other story, 888-340-3373. You have this person or persons that have gone through these churches in the area of the I guess it's on Long Island. It's all these churches are on Long Island in a short distance from one another. And they have more or less put the same demonic kind of imagery on each of the churches. Now, there was also a church in Nassau County that they did this to. And I don't know, it caused me to think a lot today about, you know, what I would hope that our pastoral community in those areas would do in response. And that is, I hope that they would address it, confront it, and think kingdom-wise when it comes to a response. Kevin McCullough, technology, coming up next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Did you know that over 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? Go to bioactive.com. That's bioactive.com. Enter promo code AM570 to get your free bottle of probiotics today. Bioactive.com.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
The WMCA June Ministry of the Month is leading the way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
We call the Bible the Holy Bible. Why? Because it belongs exclusively to God.
Listen weekday evenings at 5:30.
And when we belong to God, we show our belonging to God by obedience to His Word.
Tune into the verse of the day mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Leading the way, the June Ministry of the Month on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
This is John MacArthur of Grace to You. For the best Christian teaching and talk and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone, visit christianradio.com. That's christianradio.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. On Tuesdays, it's sometimes fun to open up the headlines of the tech section and take a look at what is actually making news in that area. And friends, it has gotten really, really vibrant. I don't know if you follow tech news, but one of the reasons why I started putting it on the broadcast is because there's so much of it that is starting to impact our lives on a week-to-week basis. For instance, You saw the big headline this last week. How many of you shop at a Whole Foods or know that there's one near you? We do regularly. The lovely bride trusts the meat at the Whole Foods more than the other grocery stores that we go to. So we don't go there for a lot of stuff, but we go there for the meat. Well, Amazon is going to, they bought them, they're absorbing them. And the goal is to try to figure out how to make Whole Foods a little more efficient in its overall business model. Well, somebody that has perspective on all this is somebody who actually advocates for trending technology, and he loves to discuss it and even debate it around the globe. He's just returned from a trip to China where he was part of several conversations over there. Ari Zoldan, head of the Quantum Networks. Ari, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Kevin. This is far, as you know, the best part of my week.
Well, I appreciate that. So let me just delve right onto the big story first. Amazon and Whole Foods, you've got two enormous brands, and you've got the kind of the king of home delivery and kind of the whole how to purchase things on the web kind of figured out, who's kind of got getting into brick and mortar a little bit. And then you've got like the real highly sought after food grocery chain. Why do they come together, and what do you think the outcome of this is going to end up being?
How amazing is that? You know, I think this is a shock to the entire industry. I mean, the grocery industry, the supermarket industry, this is a real, real shakeup right now. I mean, I think Amazon sees this, obviously, like you said, for them to get into the brick and mortar space, although they certainly don't need to be in the brick and mortar space, but I see this as more of a logistic play, right? At the end of the day, Amazon wants to be the final mile delivery variable. And for them to be able to have now instant locations to be able to deliver food, especially healthy organic food, this is a plug and play for them.
Oh, okay. So it's as much just to extend their current business model as anything else.
I see this as a total logistic play, Kevin. You know, it's, you know, Whole Foods has these locations all over the world, you know, all over the United States. They're doing well. They've already built brand equity. And obviously Amazon wants to increase their footprint. And
do they have to be careful to not, because Amazon does not have the same, to me, in the retail space, it doesn't have the same kind of panache that Whole Foods has. Does Whole Foods run the risk of lessening itself in this process?
I don't think so. I mean, I think at the end of the day, both companies want to be able to serve the customer, to serve the end user. And if they could do it, you know, efficiently and quickly, and provide good product, and I think Whole Foods has that brand and people are really attached to it, and you're combining two brands that people really feel connected to. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm not necessarily sure that it's a slam dunk, but I definitely think it's something very interesting to watch.
All right, staying in the tech space, Snapchat, they went public this year. They've had kind of an up and down response since being in the space, but they just inked a $100 million deal with Time Warner. They want to create, I'm guessing, their own kind of online television shows, not dissimilar to what Hulu and Apple and Amazon have all done as well. I mean, Netflix, I mean, it's already kind of been laid out there. How does Snapchat get into that market and be competitive, given that they're the sixth or seventh or eighth in the pool?
Well, what's interesting, and like what you said, we're you know, we saw it with Netflix, we saw it with Hulu. What we're seeing is that it's sort of the reverse model. We're seeing these social networks that already got traction with, you know, somewhat interesting content, and that content could be, you know, stupid cats doing backflips. But
sure.
I think what's happening is, though, you know, these social networks need better engagement and they need good content. So who better to partner up with than the Time Warners of the world? So, you know, Snapchat's going to become a real production house.
That's going to be interesting. Now, the question will be, do they have to deliver all their television shows in 15 seconds or less?
Well, you know, our attention span is probably half of that right now, Kevin. So they actually just need to deliver about 7.5 seconds to get our attention.
That's probably true. On this week's episode of The Human Mind, and join us next week. All right.
Exactly.
Well, that's going to be interesting as well. Okay, so NASA, you know, we think that NASA went away. NASA didn't really go away, and Elon Musk and some others have come alongside, and they're kind of privatizing the space travel thing. But they have, they're saying that they have now found possibly as many as 10 more Earth-like planets. Does this mean that Earth is not the only life-bearing planet in the universe?
You know, this is, I think at this point, I don't know how much of it is a science question versus still sort of a philosophical question, right? I mean, people have always been talking about, is there life on other planets? I'm willing to suspect it may not be human life, but in terms of finding water, H2O, and finding the molecules that make up life, the answer is yes, science has proven that, which means there's a far greater chance that some sort of human life actually has existed on these planets probably, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago. And I think that, again, with the introduction of really cool technology, with pioneers like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos that are experimenting with just these incredible rockets to be able to go to outer space and to be able to bring back samples, I think it's going to change the entire dynamic in terms of discovery, because now you've got the private sector playing in the space, where in the past it's really only been NASA,
yeah,
right?
So
now
government
you're opening
control, yeah.
up. Yeah, government. And now you're opening up this entire sector, and you're saying to these innovators, hey, go out there, see what's out there, and bring it back to Earth.
All right. I don't know if I want to see what they find, but we'll test it one time, 1 minute at a time. Ari Zolden of Quantum Networks, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Of course.
It's Trending Technology on Tuesday, and it's just fun to talk about that stuff when you think about the potential that we have not yet tapped. Kevin McCullough, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS. Number 60134.
Six Flags Great Adventure in association with Fitz Entertainment presents Faith, Family, and Praise Saturday, July 8th. It's an all-day-long gospel celebration. Start off your morning at the festival stage and enjoy rides. Join us on the big stage in the evening with special guests Pastor Charles Jenkins, Jermaine Dolly, Brian Andrew Wilson, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, LeRae, Alexis Spite, and many more. Get your discount tickets at faithfamilyandpraise.com. Again, that's faithfamilyandpraise.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We were talking earlier this hour about churches and having demonic symbols sprayed on them. Feliza has joined us from Queens. Feliza, thank you for your patience. What's your thought on this?
Well, I believe that that's a very serious spiritual warfare, and you fight spirit with spirit.
when Jesus was in the desert, being tempted by Satan, he used the word of God. Those churches must immediately paint over that stuff, paint those symbols off immediately, whether white, I don't care how expensive the wooden doors are, maybe, and immediately white scripture, the word of God, on those places where that person put demonic symbols. Immediately, that has to be, you have to surround that church with the word of God immediately. That's the only way you fight. This is a spiritual warfare. We're not fighting flesh and blood. These are spirits, principalities in high spiritual high places. And okay. They see it.
What do you do, Feliza, if you find the people that did this? How do you deal with them? How do you interact with them?
If a person from church, one of the members, knows who it is, don't approach that kind of person by yourself. Just be aware, report it to the authorities. But I'm saying, as a church, have the church scripture on, and the people of the church, the members, must be speaking out loud scripture. They must memorize their words and scripture. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, fear God. You're not to fear Satan. I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. You must always confess that, but you have to be aware what's going out there. And God says, the battle is mine and the victory is yours. God has to fight this battle, but you confess out loud the word, and then you're freeing up the angels to do it.
All right. Feliza, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you for your call. And I think there's a lot of truth to what she said there. For those of you that are not believers in Christ, this may sound a little hokey pokey to you, but there's no need to be concerned about it. Because what Feliza was describing is actually quite explicit in Scripture, and it's something that that those of us that do follow Christ actually put great faith in, the truth of the text of the Word of God. All right, Kevin McCullough is my name. So glad that you've been able to be with us today, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow. 888-340-3373. You can also join me online at TheBingeThinker.com. And the latest from Brussels, there have been no victims. They did neutralize the bomber, and the explosion went off anyway. All right, Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Kevin McCullough Radio.